Kansas has a litany of abortion regulations. Even so, it has become an unlikely sanctuary for women across the Midwest and the South who find themselves with even less access to abortion. That could soon change. As Abigail Sensky of the Kansas News Service reports, the future of legal abortion in Kansas could shift in the coming year.
It had been nearly 50 years since more than half of the abortions in Kansas were performed on women from out of state. But that changed last year when women from Texas and Oklahoma facing new restrictions there flooded the state's clinics. That happened when the governors of Texas and Oklahoma first deemed abortion an elective medical procedure. Now, with new restrictions in those states, the phones are ringing off the hook again at this Wichita clinic. Trust Women is one of just two surgical abortion clinics in Kansas.
Right on September 1, it was like the floodgates opened, and we just, almost every line on our phone system was lit up.
That's Ashley Brink, who heads the Wichita clinic location. She says they started seeing a dramatic jump after Texas enacted a ban on abortion after 6 weeks. Oklahoma patients were also getting pushed out of their own state as women fleeing Texas filled up appointments in Oklahoma.
There was just a lot of urgency, I would say. Like, a lot of the patients calling were just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. This is the first thing that came up that was closest to me. So some people were like, I'm driving 5 hours. You know, I don't want to drive back the same day. Are there hotels local to you?
The number of Texans who got abortions at the Wichita clinic jumped from just one in August to 51 in September. Kaylee Vollinger operates Trust Women's other clinic in Oklahoma City, where appointments are now booked a month in advance. That often means that patients who could have ended their pregnancy with pills must now have a more invasive procedure.
We had a patient here in Wichita yesterday that lives 15 minutes from the Oklahoma City clinic where I typically work at. Like, she drove all the way here, you know, here when we have a clinic that's 15 minutes from her house.
Whether Vollinger can send her patients to Kansas depends largely on what voters here in Kansas do next summer. That's when they'll vote on whether to change this state's constitution to say there's no legal right to an abortion. Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, and West Virginia have passed similar anti-abortion constitutional amendments. If Kansans pass the constitutional amendment and the U.S. Supreme Court overturns or weakens the landmark Roe v. Wade case next year, 21 states are poised to restrict or outright ban abortions. That includes many states near Kansas. The clinic in Wichita is already making plans in case that happens. Rebecca Tong is the co-executive director of the Trust Women nonprofit. She says they're brainstorming on ways for patients to get access to abortions, even if those become severely restricted in Kansas and Oklahoma.
We've also discussed, you know, becoming more of a, you know, support network to help people travel to receive this care, to help them access the funding. You know, maybe everyone will get a commercial driver's license.
That might allow clinic workers to ferry patients across state lines to get an abortion. But Vollinger says losing Kansas as a sanctuary would complicate things for women seeking abortions all across the Midwest and South.
It's really scary to think about Kansas because it is a safe haven.
At least it is for now for those seeking abortions. If Kansas restricts access, she says then her patients might have to travel to Colorado, New Mexico, or Illinois. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Wichita.